the Blind Cool Tech Talent Show. Finally, after months of waiting, we get to hear all this wonderful talent. First of all, a hearty thank you for all of you who sent in talent. It's been really great to listen to. And I've been kind of spoiled because I've gotten to hear it all and hear it all over and over again. And, well, now it's time for you to hear it. And just in case there are any legal folks listening, I'll say that everything on this program today is either the property of the people who perform it or is in the public domain. I apologize to the people who sent in stuff that we couldn't figure out the copyright on. It's a shame not to have that talent be shown. But better safe than broke, I guess. And that's the way we're going to go on this particular show. If I find that some people's talent is in fact in the public domain and I didn't find it out until after the show, well, I guess we'll just have to do another talent show. By the way, was recorded on the Technics KN2000 keyboard I used to own about 10 years ago, and we might hear more from that later. But now, on with the show.
Hi to everybody on BCT, this is Frank Lizardi. My submission to the talent show is a song in Spanish called Alguien que ame como yo, which means someone that loves the way I do. This is a song written by me. And it basically talks about, it requests certain, I would, maybe it would be qualities of somebody, not necessarily qualities, but it just basically says, I would like to find this, I would like to find that in a person, I would like a person to be this way and that way. Why? Because I have tried to fulfill these requirements before I actually ask for them, because that's the way I feel, that's the way I feel that I am. And I did play everything on this recording. I recorded everything, so basically everything is done 100% by myself. And I really hope you enjoy it. I also want to say congratulations to everybody else that has sent things in, and hopefully this won't be the last time. Okay, so I hope you enjoy.
Con emoción, busco a Hello, everybody. This is Beth Terranova from Newport News, Virginia, and I would like to share a poem with you that I wrote several years back. Writing is one of my hobbies, both prose and poetry. Other hobbies include chocolate, amateur radio local communications, reading all different genres, fiction and nonfiction, mostly nonfiction, however, singing in my church choir, and chocolate. Do you guys remember the Rubik's Cube? It came out, I guess, in the 80s. It was a cube of many colors, and you had to turn different components of it to try to make them match. Someone brailled one for me. I was never any good at it, but I wrote this poem. I entitled it Cube Widow. For baseball and football, he cares not a whit. At tennis and soccer, he looks not a bit. To golf and racquetball, no heed he pays. To biking and bowling, he turns not a gaze. Skating and winter sports do not enthuse. Neither do swimming or paddling canoes. Indeed, there's only one thing you can mention which sets him a-quiver at once at attention. This one thing will make his eyes glow so bright, his cheeks grow so rosy. Oh, what a sight! Is it me? No, alas. Or a book? Or the tube? No, my dear reader. It is simply a cube. Enthralled, he sits for hours, unmoving, fiddling and turning, scheming and proving. I call him for dinner. He barks, "Let me be. It's almost completed. Here, want to see?" "No, thanks, and furthermore," roughly I scold, "the gravy's congealing, the meat's getting cold." No matter to him, he just sits in a spell with that look in his eyes. I know it so well. Resigned, I turn back to my meal preparation, assured of another night of frustration. I certainly know what's ahead for me, for I am a cube widow, you see. No reason to fight, fuss, or fret. That cube he'll remember, me he'll forget. As I look at my husband's glassy eyes, a question, unbidden, starts to arise. I wonder how that's actually done. It's clever, admittedly, but could it be fun? In spite of myself, I was lured to his side, and my fingers over the cube did glide. He looked up, startled. "Here, want to try? Maybe you will do better than I." I suddenly heard my name being repeated, as on a chair my husband was seated. "Do you know the time?" he asked in great shock. "We haven't had dinner, and it's 10 o'clock. Coming out of my daze, at my watch I then looked and realized with chagrin that I too was hooked on this challenge, this game, this puzzle, this plan. Okay, Rubik's Cube, you've got one more fan.
Hello, everyone. This is Hope Povenmire. And the next song you are about to hear is entitled Sea of Dreams, composed and recorded by me. Enjoy.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. This is Ken Reed, or otherwise known as Kenny Reed. And this is from an album that, my first album that I put out. It's called Introducing Kenny Reed. And this tune is called Saturday Renaissance. And don't ask me why it's in kind of a Latin groove. That seems the way, seems to be the way I do things. At any rate, it's about the first thing that I ever copywrote and wrote. So I hope you enjoy it.
Hi, I'm Maria.
And I'm Lynette.
We are
Malin
from the Malin Slice of Life podcast.
And we're going to be performing a song
called So Easy Loving You, written
by Lynette.
Enjoy.
We met on a summer's evening and talked the whole night through. I had this feeling when we were leaving that I would still be seeing you. Two halves in a lonely desert we stood. Now as one we are standing together and it's good. I find it so hard to think. I just don't know what to do. It's just so hard to believe that it's so easy loving you. Showing emotion was not my style. It caused me too much pain, yes. I had the notion that I could not love, and then you came my way. There's so much I want to say. When's the time? So many obstacles in our way. What's the crime? I find it so hard to think. I just don't know what to do. It's just so hard to believe that it's so easy loving you. You said don't hurt me, you know I never could. I would sooner lay my head down and die. Please don't desert me when I've told you so much. If you did, I know I wouldn't survive. Space until then, I'll hold you within. You started a flood in me. I could drown, I could drown. Your presence raises the blood in me. I better slow down, but I can't slow down. I find it so hard to I just don't know what to do. It's just so hard to believe that it's so easy loving you. Loving you.
Hi everyone, this is Megan Kelly from New York and the Meg's Melange of Random Ramblings podcast. What you are about to hear are two poems which I wrote last semester for a very wonderful poetry workshop class. Thanks for listening, and I'm looking forward to hearing everyone's talents. First snow. Bobbles of snow cap the roof like a glistening crown. Powder white marshmallows form an unrecognizable moonscape. Fragile flakes cling together on lampposts as though shielding each other from the icy air. Smoke from the chimney sketches a fleeting staircase to heaven, the perfect path for children's dreams to ascend into crystal stars, glittering on a canvas of black. Silence holds the little house in its arms, protecting it like a child. The clatter of early morning cooking is a gentle tinkling of bells against the cool quiet. Children rise like butterflies drawn to nectar to greet the silky whiteness with delight. They gobble down their breakfasts, letting the food fill them like balloons. They chatter about the snow, anticipation growing like soap bubbles. Into the snow they step, crunching through ice-covered mounds, encased in an armor of wool so heavy they can barely bend, to scoop the sugary snow and let the fresh sweetness burn into their mouths. The seamstress. The woman sits, chewing memories, like the sea chews grainy dark pebbles and spits them out transformed into smooth whiteness. The woman is hunched over, waiting for the future to become the past, wondering if fate will patch the present, eyes tracing the patterns created by her children, spun by her grandchildren, patterns she cannot wear. She stares at her hands, no longer able to stitch patterns. She watches bright cloths fly through the air and listens to cool fingers pulling needle and thread.
Hello, folks. This is Randy Gilkey. This song you're about to hear is one called Party Ready. I play all the instruments on this and did the vocals. It sounds like we're having a live concert, but we just dubbed those sounds in. So you guys enjoy a little thing called Party Ready.
Let's get it on.
I'm ready for good times.
strong.
Hi everybody, this is Mary, and my submission is a bit of Scottish traditional music performed on the Yamaha PSR 510 keyboard. The title is the Loch Tay Boat Song.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Rich the Steno. I've had a little hobby over the years, on and off, of writing songs and playing a little bit of guitar. I've gotten away from it for periods and then gone back to it. But I have collected a few of my own compositions over the years that I've kept, things that I've recorded. And when the idea of the talent show came around, I thought maybe I'd just submit one. This song is about something I think we all feel sometimes, which is how fast time goes. Especially when you're having fun or you're with someone that you particularly like or whose company you enjoy. And that's what this song is about. This song was recorded here at home. I play all of the instruments. I wrote the song. I sing all the vocals. I recorded it. I did everything. So this is basically a one-person production from beginning to end. Anyway, it's called Stop the Clock. Put on some headphones and enjoy the stereo and turn it up a little bit. And I hope you enjoy it.
And we'll have more of the talent show after these words from your local sponsor. Yeah, right. Fortunately, there are no commercials on this show, unless, of course, it's for the Blind Cool Tech listserv. There are a lot of nice people that hang out on that list. You might want to think about joining us if you haven't already done so. Well, I guess it's my turn. This is a piece I wrote about 12 years ago, a little short Dixieland piece, recorded on the keyboard I had previous to my Kurzweil, which was the Technics KN2000 keyboard. And this is a little piece called Dixieland Night. And now it's time for our guest artist. More like a mystery guest, I'd say. So here's the deal. Who is this, and what is he or she playing? Two good questions for you. Either send your comments to the Blind Cool Tech mailing list, or write to me offline. I'll be curious to see what you think. So with no further ado, take it away, mystery guest.
My name is Cindy Greenwell. The title of my song is God is in Control of My Life. I wrote it about 5 years ago after a small group Bible study where we studied Psalms 119, and it really inspired me, reading Psalms 119. So I wrote the lyrics and melody on the car ride home. I don't yet have music to it. I had a friend that told me for the last 5 years that he's going to help me put music to the song, and it hasn't happened yet, so I'll be singing it for you a cappella. And I do apologize, I don't have any sophisticated recording equipment. I didn't have a microphone that I could plug directly into the Olympus WS-100. So I recorded the song on my karaoke machine a cappella, and then I plugged a patch cord into it and connected the other end to the Olympus so that I could get it for you on a computer file.
So many situations I don't know how to handle, so I leave them all to God, and He guides me through all of them. I leave every situation in the hands of God. I trust that He will guide me and do His will with all of them. God is in control. I leave everything that happens in God. is in control of my life. God is in control of my life. God is in control of my life. I leave everything that happens in God's hands. God is in control of my life.
My name is Kai Zhang. The presentation which you are going to hear is a poem titled Echoes of Marathon. It details the history of a war-torn city, the innumerable losses of life and property thereto, and the peril of a great civilized establishment. The poem contains several situations which are of a fairly graphic nature. It is, therefore, unsuitable for younger audiences and those who are delicate to such things. Echoes of Marathon.
O city fair, in dark despair, how shall we sing your name? For once your walls and marble halls were the stuff of fame. Shall I recount the numerous founts that bathed your cobbled streets? Or dare I tell the sights and smells of the market fleets? Mayhap I'll sing of anvils ring as smithies forge their craft, or praise the merry and solitary sounds as children played and laughed. And too I'll praise the sunlight rays as they glitter upon your paved roads. I'll regale the knell of deep church bells rung for worshiper and blessed betrothed. Now hear the dirge of the woeful scourge granted by the bards of war. With sorrowful notes, trembling ropes, dark despair is at the door. Sharpened arrows flew from bows men drew to rain death behind boundaries high. Blazing fires from funeral pyres, dark smoke blanketed the sky. Maidens cried and children died, heroes fell from parapets aloft. Thence were shorn the newly born, deprived of comfort in bosom soft. Red ran the flow of life and low, a cacophony of soul, till corpses piled high by her besmirched sides, concealing happiness past and beauty morrow. They came in hordes over river fords to bring destruction upon your town. Hence your men in lines of ten marched forth to killing ground. With swords they slashed and spears they flashed till blood flowed beneath their feet. With strength of will and need to kill, they toiled till twilight meet. The soldiers won. With wounds they'd borne, retired to stately sleep. Beneath a languid moon, the bards their tune brought them some peace to keep. But by rosy-fingered dawn, fury shall spawn, and war must waken once more. Anon they'll fight till next twilight, and turn the earth to bloody shore. On trodden field, with sword and shield, the men did vent their killing rage. And now the grass and armor of brass, oh how they claimed blood for their wage. Stalwart fighting men, warring in a crimson flame, their flesh hung ragged upon the walls. old and young alike, cast upon spear and pike, never again to grace those humble halls. And of the foe, how shall we know in what numbers they came? For they tore through with hack and hew, leaving naught but fire and flame. And yet their toll was not in whole, without trial nor loss of blood. For when they left, many were bereft, buried beneath a sea of crimson mud. Savages mailed, with faces veiled, they hailed from yonder plains. Covered in full from cap to skull, they came bearing pikes and chains. With cords they choked and spears they poked, till vultures rejoiced in feeding frenzy. Arrows and bolts and catapults they also had aplenty. Netzorai their names, for death their faint, and war and conquest is their joy. No civil streams nor sudden gleams they ever wander to seek and destroy. A withering plague, a phantom doom, neither as frightening as their brutal war. And when in might they come by night, dwellers do best to flee their blessed door. Marathon, the city, we sing in pity and remember the echoes of your strength. For your sad demise, we wipe our eyes and recount the tragedies at length. Four massive gates with iron plates adorning each face of your mantle stone. Many a rising tower, some to chime the hour, others bright with the signal lamps that shone. These they torched, with flames they scorched, and scoured your cobbled streets. The gates they smashed, the walls they crashed, iron girdle crushed beneath trampling feet. Buildings fair and plazas there, all besmirched by pillaging hands. Axes fell on sacred dwells, leaving naught but rubble upon shifting sands. I sing in sorrow with voices borrowed of fabled Marathon. With sad relent and efforts spent, resurrecting ashes from aged coffin. Gone her gold a thousandfold, buried beneath the grains of time. Only phantoms remain, bound by written chain, scrawled across this page of rhyme. Her people lost in holocaust, O savage peril of warring men. A citadel fair, crafted by centuries' care, shall we never see again. Now echoes sleep in your crypt to keep, and I lay this lyric to rest. Remain only in our dreams, plots and artful schemes, sorrows born in aching breast. And sire, I shall sing of your triumphs and woes. By campfire light beneath starlit nights, I'll recount your fame as soft wind blows. Strummed notes beneath a languid moon, upon finest strings that give it tune, music to worship your ancient name. Words in lyrics scrawled, uttered from throats with voices called, giving life to your blessed claim. Marathon of times before, resting upon some ancient shore, I give life to thee again. Wisdom, from history's gift, trickling down like sands that sift, become the blessing of living men. Nourishment, we love thee, affections found in eternity, passionate memories of a city lost. These songs we treasure, lyrics in metric measure, all in recognition of Marathon lost.
Well, we're getting right down to the end, folks. There's one more song left. Once again, I want to thank all the people who submitted their talent. And again, I want to apologize to the people whose talent I couldn't use because of copyright. And I want to say this has been really fun. It's been fun to hear everybody. It's been fun to put it all together. Who knows? We may have to do this again sometime. And the last number on the show is by Chris Wright, who didn't submit an introduction, so I'll simply introduce it for him. It's called, simply, Jingle. And after that, there ain't no more.